Chapter 4. Always the Same. What was the country that Elizabeth ruled like? England in the mid-1500s was weak and unstable. The treasury did not have much money. Powerful countries like Spain and France were a threat. Spain, especially, had rich colonies in the New World. Also, since the time of Henry VIII, a great deal of blood had been shed over the question of religion. As queen, Elizabeth decided how the English people should worship God. People had to worship in the same way the king or queen did, or there could be big trouble. When Elizabeth's father, Henry, was born, the Catholic Church was thought to be the one true church in all of Europe. The Pope, who headed the Catholic Church, was very powerful, more powerful than a king. However, in the 1500s, people started to break away from the Catholic Church. They formed new churches. In Germany, the Protestant movement took root. In England, Henry VIII decided to break away from the Catholic Church. Why? Because he wanted a divorce. Henry desperately wanted to get rid of his first wife and remarry so he might have a son. But Catholics were not allowed to get a divorce, not even the king. Henry's solution was to start his own church, the Church of England. Who would be the head of the new church? Why, Henry himself. And his new church would allow divorces. After Henry's daughter Mary became queen, she forced England to return to the Catholic Church. Many of those who refused were burned at the stake, often in front of crowds. Now that Elizabeth was queen, what would she do about religion in England? She belonged to the Church of England, so within 4 months of being crowned, Elizabeth ordered that all English citizens be members of the Church of England. But, she said, she did not want to make windows into men's souls. This meant she did not need to know exactly how everyone felt about God. As long as her people were loyal, the Queen would not use violence to change their beliefs. The days of Bloody Mary were over for good. Elizabeth had a hot temper. From her very first meetings with the Privy Council, it was clear that Elizabeth expected to get her way. Always. During meetings, she would often pound her fist on the table. She shouted at advisers who disagreed with her. Elizabeth did not mind behaving unwomanly. She swore more than many of her men. The rooms of Whitehall Castle echoed with her commanding voice. More importantly, Elizabeth was clever at making people do what she wanted them to do. She understood human nature. If a council member was upset over something, she led him to believe another council member was responsible for the problem, not the queen. She played her advisers against one another. Many became bitter rivals. Usually they were too busy arguing with one another to argue with the queen. Elizabeth sometimes frustrated her advisers. If an enemy country were plotting against England, members of the Privy Council would want to act fast and send soldiers into battle. Elizabeth did not like to make sudden big decisions. Her experiences had taught her that change was not always for the good. Her motto, in Latin, was Semper Eadem, always the same.